Go on, eat it. That is the sound of Alexander eating a what?
A Juliet hybrid
tomato. Was it yummy?
It's absolutely top.
I told you. Are they not the best tomatoes you've ever eaten in your life?
When you look at the flaccid, slightly sad, mushy little things that you buy in the local supermarkets here, this is just, it's tomato tabulous.
It is. It's tomato heaven. I'm not joking.
I'm doing it again.
I'm a bit concerned. If I'm not going to have an allergic reaction to them soon, I think I'll be fine because every single night I've been eating these tomatoes. They're so yummy.
The flavour cuts through. I've got man flu. I mean, I can taste them. It's a burst of flavour.
Yeah, very, very yummy.
I haven't tasted a tomato as nice as that since Italy.
Yes, Italy came to mind for me as well. Yes.
More tomato frenzy.
On my birthday, which was last Monday, 7th of March, I received a parcel here to the radio station. And in the parcel were three punnets of tomatoes. And those tomatoes came from one of my most loyal listeners that I'm aware of, Bubba. Bubba, do you want to go by Bubba or your real name?
We'll just stick with Bubba at the moment. That's the blog.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. I was so pleased to see these tomatoes, and of course, as I said, I've been eating them every day since, and they're so yummy. What's the secret to them? Something about them. They're magic.
They're just fine, ripe tomatoes. They're not picked too early and shipped all over the world. When they pick them green and have to ship them everywhere, but these are just like, these are picked this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're actually shipped in gas and ripen in the ship.
Yeah, they gas them sometimes to ripen them up, make them look red, but they're picked green.
Well, these are honestly, they're the best tasting tomatoes that I've ever eaten in my life.
Okay, can we do a tomato swap?
Do you want to do a tomato swap? I haven't started on mine yet.
I haven't started on mine yet.
You can talk to Bubba about his blog, The Dubai Gardener, and whilst I'll eat my sugar sweeties. Yum.
On air plug.
Off you go.
The dxbgardener.blogspot.com. I mean, for a start, what started you doing this? I mean, I've had experiments trying to grow stuff here, and it just all died or was withered and horrible. What made you start, and how did you actually get the success going?
Start the gardening or start the blog?
The gardening. Let's start the gardening first, yeah.
I was looking for something to do, and gardening was something that I thought I could enjoy doing. When I retire also, I'm thinking about doing some tomato growing in the Philippines, and I decided I was going to be a tomato tycoon.
I think if you keep going at this rate, you will be a tomato. The problem is
exactly as Bubba said earlier, though. If he becomes a tomato-growing tycoon based in the States, in order to get his tomatoes here, he's going to have to pick them green, gas them up, slam them in the hold, and bring them over. They'll be no different to the mushy little things we get here. The point is these things are fresh.
Fresh this morning.
They're super yummy. So what have I just eaten? I've just eaten the sugar sweeties. It gave me a visual of a vineyard somewhere really, really nice. Doing really nice things in a vineyard.
Yes, and I did.
Somehow.
By the way, listener who texted in, I did say it's absolutely tight. It's packed with juice. These tomatoes are like little wonders. So you got into gardening, you started, obviously you must be aware that the results you're getting are extraordinary. These are delicious.
Well, it wasn't always like that. The first year I did it, it was miserable.
Why was it miserable?
It didn't turn out very well. I got diseases.
You or the tomatoes?
Yeah, both. Yeah, no, I just didn't know what I was doing. I just said, well, let's just start this and see what happens. And so I was beginning to wonder whether anybody else was in the same situation, trying to grow vegetables, didn't know what they were doing. And this year I had success at it, so I got maybe a little big-headed and started a blog, hoping that I could share information with other people, and people could share information with me or on my blog, and then we'd all find out what we're doing right or not doing right and grow better vegetables in our gardens.
It's pretty harsh weather to be growing anything around here, as easy as what you could do in other climates. What's the secret?
Well, you just grow it. You don't grow in the summer here, I guess. You know, it's just that water, maybe a little bit of shade, planting it. If your house, mine are all in containers, so I can move them around. So I can move it on the side of the house that only gets part of the sun during the day and not full sun. And that helps a little bit too. Yeah.
So have you just sort of stayed with tomatoes, or are there other things that can grow in this climate?
No, there's a lot of things you can grow, I guess. I'm just starting out. This is my second year, so I'm trying to grow bell peppers and tomatoes.
How are the bell peppers going?
Well, not very well.
Why?
The bulbuls are eating them.
What are bulbuls?
They're a pesky little bird that's been imported into the country.
What do they look like?
They're sort of dark. You got the red ear, the white-eared bulbul. They got a little white patch on the side of their head, and you got a red-vented bulbul that's a black-headed one. And the parakeets and minor birds will also eat your fruits.
Why don't you put mesh over the top of them?
Well, then they won't get the sun.
Mm. Well, there's got to be a way around it. And strawberries would have the same issue, wouldn't they?
Yes, anything like that. They'll eat them.
Yeah, but don't you just have some kind of... There's got to be a way around it. I'm just trying to think about how my uncle does it. My uncle has a fabulous veggie patch.
Netting would do it.
Netting.
If you want to completely cover your house in a huge swathe of netting.
Well, on my blog spot, I've asked some people where I could get a few things to do that with, and nobody's answered back. One was a 50-caliber sniper rifle, and...
Isn't 50-caliber overdoing it a little bit?
That would be one way, yeah.
So how do you get these results, though? Because I have long had acquaintance with local tomatoes, which I have to confess I'm going to get into trouble for this from listeners, but I tend to avoid them. They're not like this. They're nowhere near in this league. So how come you can get results like this, but other growers here, commercial growers, are getting nothing like this result?
Well, I think it's where it's commercial. Like you were saying, they have to pick them when they're green, they gas them a little bit, make them turn red, yeah, but to ship them places.
But they are grown here as well. We do get cherry tomatoes grown here, and they're nowhere near as nice as this.
Yeah, they got to pick them early because they can figure, well, they'll stay in the supermarket for a week or so maybe, you know, before somebody will, by the time they ship it from their thing and somebody will buy it, take it home, it might be 7 days before they're eaten.
Were you telling me this punnet of absolute little wonders here is going to go mushy and tasteless in a week?
Now, yes, because that's pretty ripe. I just picked it this morning. I let it get nice and red on the vine before I picked it.
Hang on, I'm still eating mine a week
later. You put them in the refrigerator, I guess.
I put them in the fridge, cool. But what I have noticed is they've split. Why do they split?
Some of them, they will split if you don't irrigate them properly.
Right.
The irregular watering patterns will make them burst open. I thought it was just bursting with flavor, but no, it was just, I found out
it
more.
It is that
it's,
too.
It's irrigating, yes.
Definitely.
It was just the irrigation problems.
So, Bubba, why did you choose to, finally go ahead and do the blog? I mean, I know you wanted to connect up with other people, but was it difficult to do that?
Not difficult to start the blog. Actually, I did it on Blogger, which is part of the Google thing. They set up a little template and everything else. But it's difficult to find the time to do it. It takes a lot of time to sit there and blog. People don't realize it. If you're going to be responsible about what you're blogging.
Well, Alexander knows that.
Responsible?
No, I didn't say responsible. I said it takes time and commitment.
It does take commitment,
You've done a food blog as well, the Fat Expat.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the dead blog now because both of us, the two of us that started it, Simon and myself, started out with lots of vim. We post up about 200 recipes. There was some content there to start with. And we posted pretty much every other day. One of us would post, one the other would post. Sarah Walton's joined us on there now. And Slimson, who's actually a Brazilian merchant seaman who's retired, also has been a contributor to the Fat Expat. But between all of us, we can just barely find the time to do that because all the other things that I do and get involved in as well, it was just one blog too many. And you do need to keep them updated, and you do need to keep them... They're like having a Tamagotchi. You need to keep them fed. And particularly, like Bubba, his blog is kind of vertical, so he's going to attract people that are interested in that topic, quite passionate people. A great place, I think, with some development, to spend some time on it, look for other like-minded people, bring them to the blog, comment on other blogs and all this other stuff, so you grow a readership. And that way you start to get interesting debate on the blog, and you start to find some solutions and be able to give other people some solutions. So I think that's fascinating, that there's a gardener's blog here, because we don't tend to have many vertical blogs in the Middle East. You know, there's lots of, like mine, sort of amused expatty lifestyle kind of blogs, and a couple of websites now started up on technology and so on, but there's an awful lot of fashion blogs, but this is the first gardening blog I'm aware of, so anybody with interest in gardening can go there, share hints and
veggie
tips
gardening.
With Bubba. Well, gardening or just vegetables?
No, vegetables. I'm containers mostly. Because I don't have the land space. I'm growing everything in pots.
So, okay, I want to have a chat about what you're actually growing. Can you grow herbs?
Yes, you can.
You can? Are you growing herbs?
Anything will grow in a pot, you can grow it. I have some oregano that's getting drier and drier by the day. Not intended, but yes, I keep forgetting. I got it hanging up somewhere in a corner. I keep forgetting to...
What about radish?
No, I haven't. I just started with tomatoes, peppers, squash...
Oh, yeah. The squash grows fairly well, doesn't it?
Yes.
Easily?
Yes.
It's not so high maintenance, is it? What about cabbage?
Local growers here grow radish and cabbage. We get the sort of squashy cabbages that they do.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do. There's some big farms on the way to Abu Dhabi and stuff I've been meaning to go and check out. But this is just this little thing I'm doing in my yard in case somebody wanted to have some tasty tomatoes instead of buying them, you know, in the store like
well,
that.
Well, how do you... I really want to do the whole community a favour, and I don't want to put you under any pressure, but these are amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, they really are. I know I've said it a million times, and I'll say
it.
All right, which ones do you want? Do you want the Gardener's Delight, or do you want the Sweet 100s?
Well, Sweet 100s.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Yummy, yummy. Go for it. Knock yourself out. Can people get some tomatoes? How can they
no,
buy tomatoes from you?
It's the end of the season for me. All my plants are dying.
No.
I picked up a nasty little disease somewhere, so on my tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
that's a real shame. That's a real shame. But you know what? It gives hope. It gives hope to so many people that they can actually do this too. I think that it's quite therapeutic to have a veggie garden. I like veggie gardens.
Yes, it is. I mean, you can go out in the morning if you have the time to go and pick your tomatoes and water them. Took me about an hour to get everything watered every day.
Yeah. Are you going to give strawberries a go? What about strawberries? You're going to try and give strawberries a go? Too difficult? Too attractive to the birds?
Yeah, maybe. Plus, you got to find the proper kind of pot for it. You got to find the strawberries. Not a lot of. I guess you can start them by seed, but you know, I never tried that yet.
Mm-hmm. My uncle managed to get a hold of an old wine barrel, an old wooden wine barrel, and he chopped the two ends off, and he used that to plant his strawberries in.
Yes,
and they've done amazingly well.
Yeah,
but of course that's in a totally different climate, totally different country.
So, Bubba, what's the growing season here?
I thought I started late. I got my seedlings starting about late October, November. And then they've been growing to now. They'd probably still be growing now if I didn't catch a disease. So for tomatoes, they'll only propagate and make fruit in between a certain temperature, which is on the blog I forgot now. It's 13 degrees centigrade up to about 35. Somewhere in that region, they'll make fruit. If it's colder than that or hotter than that, the flowers will come out, but they won't fruit. They won't make fruit. The plant will still grow, I guess, but it just won't make fruit. Yeah.
And so if you did decide to sort of grow in temperature-controlled conditions, would you lose what it is that makes these special?
I wouldn't know. Wouldn't know.
Hmm.
Because mine are all outside, yeah.
Interesting experiment. I could see there being a tomato fair.
There has to be a tomato fair. Why haven't you got down to the farmer's market down at Baker & Spice on a weekend? You should have been a part of that. This would have fit in really well. I would have promoted you. I would have talked about you.
No. we visited, we go down there and looked, and I checked it out this year, and I thought, well, you know, maybe. But I'm not, I'm sorry, you said on the radio organic. I'm not organic.
But you taste organic. I thought you were
sorry.
Organic.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not really that organic, so they may not let me in the farmer's market.
So how are you not organic?
I'm using chemical fertilizers, that Phosogen, mix it with water, and just pour it in with the plants.
So it's not just poop?
It's not just what?
Poop.
Well, you said this last week or something. I didn't want to say anything.
He said it. I didn't say it.
Yeah, no. I don't use manure. No.
Right. Okay. Very so good. Do you take the chemical version or the manure version? Which would you go for? Manure or chemical?
I would exhaut Bubba to try the manure version.
Yeah, I think
If they taste this good, they could only get better.
I think you really need to seriously consider the manure.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I'm going to have to buy me some really gloves and protective suit and maybe a hood and handling manure just...
Not really your cup of tea?
No. Especially when you drive around, you smell the one that the city's using.
Mm, yeah, right. Down in International City.
Cod or whatever they call it. Yes, mm-hmm. It comes from the plant down the road.
Susie's SMS'd in saying the extra ingredient is love. That's why they taste so good. Susie, I am 100% with you on that.
TLC.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to like what you're doing. If you don't, they're not going to. Yeah.
During the Festival of Literature, Suzanne Radford did an interview with Pierre Gagnier, the chef. And Chef de la Chef. And he was the first, I mean, mind you, I'm not so much of a chefy type person, but I listened to that interview and he was talking about how food has love in it or how food has certain emotions. And if you're in tune with that and when you taste the food, there's a certain emotion associated with it. I have always felt that about certain types of food. You don't think about it, but you absolutely know it when you taste it. You're like, oh, there's love in that food.
Gagnier would know. I was raving about him last week. That man, I just spent the entire meal giggling at his brilliance and the way that everything you thought was going to happen on your plate was something completely different. He's just a constant surprise. So what a bloke. But imagine what you could do just as a boring, good old-fashioned home chef if you had tomatoes like Bubba's to cook with and not those mushy little tasteless things in the supermarkets.
I almost feel cruel that we're talking about this, knowing that this is kind of the end of the season for Bubba and his tomatoes until next year. And I have to say thank you on the behalf of everyone here at Dubai Eye. I know that Wes has made some amazing tomato sauce for his pasta. I've been eating your tomatoes every single night on my salads that I have for dinner, which have been extremely yummy. And Siobhan, I can see a punnet there, which is just waiting for Siobhan.
Yeah, she doesn't know yet, but I
she doesn't know.
No.
If she's listening to the program now, she'll know about it. Yes, you'll be able to see her
I thought
soon
I'd
anyway.
Leave some behind for her too.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's very sweet of you.
Baba the Tomato Pusher, thank you very much.
And if people want to go to your blog, how do they, what's the address?
It's
the dxbgardener.blogspot.com.
Thank you very
much. You've got to put that http/everything before it, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent. Baba, it's so lovely to have you in studio.
Thank you very much
after
for
all of
having
this time.
Me.
Indeed. Take care and good luck with your tomatoes.
Thank you very much.
Good morning to you, Lorraine. Lorraine is saying, I have successfully grown strawberries for 2 years, once in pots and this year in the ground. I get the plants from the Warson Nursery. I also grow tomatoes from seed and plants on into grow bags. Works brilliantly. Wow, how do you grow tomatoes in bags? I'm getting nods from Baba. Baba, can you take a seat, please? How do you do that? If we're not going to let you go. Please tell me, how do you grow tomatoes in a bag?
Am I on?
Yeah. You're on air. Go on.
There's different types of bags. They have plastic bags that already have the soil put into them. Mm-hmm. You just cut a little hole, plant your plant in there and do that. And the new thing that's coming out, you know these shopping bags that you can get, the jute bags?
The one that's made out of hemp.
People are using that now. Mm. You put your soil mixture in that.
Well, that's what I would have thought.
Put it in a plate, and then you water that, and the plant gets this oxygen through the jute of the bag.
That's
and then the water
thought.
Drains out the bottom, and you know it works that way too.
I haven't tried it.
That's what I'm going to try next year.
Yeah.
But that's what you're talking about. It's a new way of doing it too.
Mm-hmm. Rather than the plastic, because the plastic to me indicated that there wouldn't be a lot of oxygen transfer going on. But the idea of a hemp bag where you've got, I think that would be a really wonderful environment for soil and water and oxygen and, great soil for the plants to take root.
Yes. Mm. There's a, if I can give a plug to, people want to check out that and something else, it's called Global Buckets. They can Google Global Buckets. It's these two kids that have designed a way to take two 5-gallon plastic buckets and make a what they call their Global Bucket, which is another way. And then they're talking about this new bagging system and irrigating and stuff. So there's a new way of doing things that way too.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Excellent. And some other SMSs. Good morning to you, Rich. Rich is saying it's bokashi, not manure.
What's bokashi?
I don't know. Did we just say a swear word?
I don't know.
I've got no idea either. I hope we didn't. Oh, well, if we don't know, I presume we're not going to get in trouble over it. No? Good. Excellent. What else have we got here? Francis, good morning to you, Francis. Francis is saying you can buy wonderful local organic veggies, including tomatoes, at Baker and Spice Market on a Friday morning at Souk Al Baha. Yes, I've been down there. It's nice, isn't it, Francis? I love all the preserves and the chutneys and things like that. Yummy.
This is all very, very green. The bokashi bucket is made by the Bokashi Composting Company of Australia and allows you to get all your domestic waste, put it into a bokashi bucket, and then that turns into the stuff that you can put into your plants.
Nice.
Compost. So, it's a way of composting?
Composting, yeah, but it's a bucket-based one, so ideal for if you're growing in pots. So bokashi, not manure, is the way forwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Baba was a darling. Oh, gosh, you've got a fan, Baba. You afraid? Yeah. Be alert, not alarmed. Baba was a darling. I will check his blog. Where is he from? That's from Glenda. Isn't that sweet?
Texas.
Thanks, Glenda. Texas. He's a good Texan boy.
Home of great tomatoes.
Couldn't you tell from his accent, Glenda?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Yes. Tomatoes, yeah. Home
tomato,
of tomatoes.
Tomato, potato, potato.
Yes.
Yes.
I've got to do my tech story. Just
do
this,
your tech
just
story
one
quickly.
Tech story, because this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Today, Apple has seen its iPad 2 clear 1 million units in sales. But Twitter today saw tweets going above 1 billion tweets a week. So Apple's got its a million, Twitter's got its billion.
Okay, so when are people going to start making money off Twitter?
No, that's another completely different
but
question.
But if it's gone over 1 billion, come on.
Just the scale of it alone is insane. The all-time high on Twitter was midnight in Japan on New Year's Day, which reached 6,939 tweets per second. So now you know what you're going to do to get trending. People are sending an average of 140 million tweets a day. That's up from about 50 million a year ago, so it's tripled.
Question, was there a spike since the Tunisian revolt?
The all-time high was actually 177 million which was sent on March 11th.
March 11th?
Yeah. That would correspond to the
that
Japan.
That would have been with March 11th. Okay, sure. And also, Saudi was scheduled for unrest on March 11th as well.
I think that
would have been obviously
Japan,
something totally different.
Twitter says 572,000 accounts were created on March the 12th alone. The average new account creation rate is 460,000 new Twitter accounts per day. Mobile use is up 182% over last year. How many employees does Twitter have, this multi-billion people attracting company? Yeah, not bad. 400.
400.
Yeah, up from 8 in January
2008. They're all making a fortune.
So Jan 2008, 2 years
actually,
and a little bit.
Would they
they've
be
gone
making
from
a
8
fortune?
People to, well, the thing about Twitter is it's not actually making any money.
What's going on there?
What it's got is scale. With that kind of scale, you can do stuff.
Indeed. Alexander McNabb, it's always a pleasure.